God bless you, dear heart dwellers. Blessed Mother began speaking to Mother Claire. I am so glad you are focusing on the salvation of these little ones. In your culture, you have not had any experience with the kind of repression they undergo as children, growing up in these families that are hell-bent on violence. A family where violence and force are glorified, and women have no voice, or they are beaten. It is extremely oppressive, Claire. That is why we are asking for prayers, because they do not have free will choice in anything. They are treated with an iron fist. The way of violence and brutality are lauded, and those who display the most force are dominant. Because of this repression, they do not have properly formed consciences, because love is not stressed and glorified. Rather, brutality is considered the norm. You cannot imagine the sorrow a mother feels when her children are conscripted into the Taliban. They make excuses, but their entire goal is to control and demoralize others. They threaten the young ones with murdering their family if they do not go along with the program, and a mother may never see her son again. They are ruled by fear from birth to death, and that is why we want you to pray for them, that in the very moment when they are approaching death, their eyes might be opened to my son. It is a great work of mercy for you who are far removed from the battlefield and culture, for you to bend the knee and pray for those who will most surely perish without your prayers. I know you cannot see them, nor can you feel them, or hear their cries, but your blind obedience praying for them nonetheless is so very powerful, and my son rushes to show mercy. There are many things you do not understand about the dynamics of their faith. How very great is the mercy of God through the faith of Abraham. For it is yet possible for them to be saved and enter through the sheep gate. The ways of the Father's glory are wrapped in sublime mystery, but are unequivocally just. That is why I wish for you all to believe that your prayers are truly having an effect in saving souls. This should encourage you to press in, knowing full well that no sacrifice or prayer is wasted by the Father. About ordination, the Church has gotten so far away from the original intentions of the Father. You, in your littlest ways, are being instrumental in restoring the priesthood to what it once was meant to be. Do not doubt, little one. Do not doubt. Pray for restoration. Mother, is it good for me to keep silent and not say anything? Indeed, but this will pass. You are good friends after all, and no evil was meant by it. You are moving forward. Fear nothing. My Father's plans for you are unending and pregnant with possibilities. Do not fear. Your goodwill is noted and brings much joy. Oh, yes. I love for you to feel His joy. You need this force in your personal life, my love. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Truly, He has much joy over you. Believe it, live it, and let it touch the lives of others. The pain is nothing. It is the conscience that brings conviction, healing, and deep peace. This you have. Fear nothing and dwell on these words of admonition. Truly, He wanted you to receive them. And that was the end of Our Lady's message. Please continue to pray, my family, for those who are inducted into a life of fear and violence.